New numbers being released from the Alaska Department of Health put Alaska at number one in the nation for chlamydia and number two for gonorrhea. And the reports say Alaska Native women are being disproportionately affected. Daisha Eaton from member station KDLG has the story.
I went to the clinic and it turns out I have gonorrhea. You probably have it too. It can be serious.
Man, what am I supposed to do?
That's a conversation the Alaska Department of Health wants more young people, especially Alaska Native youth, to start having. It's from a recent State of Alaska STD public service announcement, and they want more young Alaska Natives to get tested too, especially for chlamydia and gonorrhea. That's because Alaska is now leading the nation in rates for those two STDs, and the numbers show the STDs are hitting young Alaska Native women hardest. Connie Jessen is the STD program manager with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium in Anchorage.
In 2009, the gonorrhea rate rose by 69%, and about 67% of those were among Alaska Native people. And in general, it affects Alaska Native women at a disproportionate rate. As far as age groups are concerned, the gonorrhea is really particularly among 20 to 24-year-olds. And if you look at it since 2008, you know, in terms of women, that amounts to about an 89% increase. So we definitely know we have a gonorrhea problem.
This week, the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services is releasing two bulletins detailing those increases. The bulletins put Alaska at number one in the nation for chlamydia and number two for gonorrhea. She says they started seeing the increases over the past couple of years. The state declared an epidemic earlier this year.
It is an outbreak. At first, it was more considered of an incidence because they were looking into, you know, verifying whether or not these are true increases or whether it was sort of a surveillance bias in terms of how much screening has been done. So has there been more screening to account for all this increase? And that was something that the state did in Southwest Alaska, and they realized that, no, it's actually a true increase.
Jessen says nobody's really sure why there's been such a big spike in the STDs among young Alaska Native women, but she says they think statewide it has something to do with Alaska having a really young population.
In Alaska, the median age is a lot younger than in other areas of the nation. The median age for Alaska Native people in 2000 was 25.7 years. The overall median age was 32.4 years. They are more likely to get infected because of a lot of different reasons. Some of them might be biological, that adolescents are usually more susceptible to infections, so there's some of that going on.
Susan Jones is the program manager of the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services HIV-STD program. She says the state is also trying to figure out why the STDs are increasing in Alaska Native women. One thing they're considering is that it might have something to do with Alaska's remoteness and the difficulties that presents with testing. The biggest increases are being tracked in rural communities in southwestern and western Alaska in the YK Delta, Norton Sound, and Northwest Arctic tribal regions.
It could be that the Native populations that are in more remote areas don't have access to partner services that help control an epidemic. That is less likely to happen where a program doesn't have the resources to go out into the remote communities and find people and get them tested and treated.
She says the bulletins being released this week show that overall, gonorrhea and chlamydia case numbers and case rates continue to climb for all Alaskans. There was a 23% increase in gonorrhea case rates in 2010, and for chlamydia, they increased 13%.
In 2010, there were 1,273 cases of gonorrhea reported to us. For chlamydia, there were 6,026 cases, which will pop us into number one in the nation for chlamydia rates.
Jones says chlamydia is always hard to track because it often displays no symptoms. And gonorrhea is also getting harder to identify because the strain going around Alaska seems to display fewer symptoms than usual. The state's trying to stop the epidemic by offering something called expedited partner therapy. Jones explains.
That's where if a person who has an infection comes in and sees a provider, the provider can not only give the person that has the infection medication, but can give medication to that person to give to their sexual partners. That's called expedited partner therapy. That's where the partner doesn't see a provider, but somehow is able to get the medication. Different agencies and providers across the state are in different phases of implementing that.
The state is also working with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to make take-home testing available, which could improve testing in rural Alaska. That would be a system where people could order an STD test totally anonymously through a website, have it sent to their home, send the test away to a lab, and get the confidential results back in the mail. The take-home test should be available soon through a website called iknowmine.org. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.